News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Insurance companies are slashing benefits on health plans and increasing premiums, which many customers remain unaware of. That is the lead story in the Irish Independent today. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Indo, has the story. He joins us now. Charlie, tell us what's happening.
Yeah, we know about these huge price increases that we've seen go through from all the health insurers. There have been multiple increases. VHI, Laya Healthcare and Irish Life, they've had two or three increases each in the last year. I mean, this year alone, there's been a few increases. And then the new player, Level Health, which only launched at the end of last year, they've already had an increase, and some of those increases are 16%. Now, across the sector, the increases are about 12%, according to the regulator at the Health Insurance Authority, but many plans are going up by 26%. But it's not just that. An analysis done for me by Dermot Good of Total Health Cover shows that there's a whole range of the benefits being taken away. In other words, you're paying more, but you're getting less back. This is typically called shrinkflation when it's used in relation to groceries, but it's very much a phenomenon now in the health insurance market. So, you know, the refunds you might have got, they have been cut back. The benefits you might have been able to get on your plan, for example, an MRI scan, you might find that's no longer covered. Or the excess now has gone up. The excess is the amount you have to pay when you're making a claim. For example, Shane, if you take VHI, the biggest player in the market, they've increased the outpatient excess from €1 to €10. There's monetary caps on the refunds you can get for visiting a GP, a consultant, or an alternative medicine practitioner. With Laya, there's an increase in the excess in private hospital visits for on most plans. Irish Life are limiting the outpatient refunds similarly to VHI. And then new player Level Health, its top plan, Plan D, there's now a €1,000 co-payment on listed orthopaedic and ophthalmic procedures. In other words, you have to pay €1,000 towards that. And across the board then, Shane, nearly all of them now are increasing the shortfall on orthopaedic and ophthalmic procedures. In other words, if you need a hip operation, and that's not just something that impacts older people, you used to have to pay 20% of that. Now you have to pay 40%. So that could be €15,000 procedure. You could end up having to foot up €6,000 here. So, I mean, these are very significant, and most people are not aware of it, Shane. It's a real issue that needs to be tackled.
Absolutely. What is their justification for doing so? Are they finding it harder to make money in the market at the moment?
Yeah, well, they're saying, look, they have two choices. You really, really push up the prices even more than 26%, which many plans have gone up. Or else kind of, you know, try and deal with some of these very expensive parts of the benefits. In other words, the refunds in particular that you get for visiting a GP or a consultant, that tends to be a big part of their expenditure, that claims they have to pay out. So, you know, for example, VHI says it has to keep reviewing its products to give good value. And there's a change in the way people are claiming, so they'd have to reflect that in the plans. Laya are saying, look, we've 100 plans, make sure you get one that suits you. They've 700,000 members. And Irish Life are saying, look, we have a whole suite of different plans. And Level Health are saying they just had to apply a change to their Plan D because of the increasing cost of claims. So basically, just a huge increase in the amount of claims. But the problem is here, when you renew or you take out a health policy, you get a whole raft of documentation either in the post or on email, Shane, and you're probably not reading it.
No.
Maybe this is a wake-up call.
Well, I was going to ask you, the advice for consumers, is it a simple one, Charlie? Is it shop around and if necessary, you know, use an advisor who knows these schemes to tell you the best one to go for?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good value to use a health insurance broker. I mean, they don't charge a lot. If you end up having to pay €6,000 on a hip replacement, you know, but you have to spend €200 to get advice beforehand to make sure that you know, you had a
money
better plan.
Well spent.
It would be money well spent. Plus, as well, don't be afraid when it comes to renewal time to ring them up and tell them, get them to explain to you on the phone exactly what is covered and not covered, because this is very important to people. We're paying an average premium of €1,700. You deserve to be told exactly what's covered and what's not covered.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you indeed for that. Shop around is definitely the message.
Although it's getting hard to shop around because they all appear to be doing it. There's a bit of a tricky one there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.